This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, نتكلم في هذا اليوم عن النصاب في الزكاة. We'll be talking about the nisab in zakat. And the nisab is the minimum amount of wealth which makes you or makes me under the obligation of paying the zakat. In another world, the nisab is the amount the net worth of one's assets must exceed for them to be obligated to pay the zakat. During the early days of Islam, their nisab was calculated either in gold or silver. So their nisab in gold was 20 dinars of gold, which is equivalent to around 85 grams of gold, 85 grams of pure gold. Their nisab in silver was around 200 dirhams of silver. And the equivalent weight, it's equivalent to 595 grams of silver. So we ended up having two standards here, or two nisabs. One nisab in gold and the other one is in silver. Now, which one we follow? Last month, I checked the price of gold between May 2019 until April 2020 for 1 year. And the price was ranging between 55 to 74 Canadian dollars. So the average price of gold for last year was around 64.5 Canadian dollars. If you multiply this number, 64.5 by 85, the total will be 5,482. Now, to make it easy for people to be in the safe side, we should fix it at 5,000. So 5,000 Canadian dollars is the newly updated nisab for Canadians this year in 2020. Wallahu ta'ala alam. However, the story is completely, completely different if we calculate the value of nisab in silver. You know, as of April 4, 2020, 1 gram of silver was priced as 0.65772. If you multiply this value with 595, we said the nisab of silver is 595 grams of silver. That's the nisab. If you multiply this amount, this price of silver, as of April 4, 2020, with 595, the total will be 391 Canadian dollars. And that's nothing. The person who has 391 Canadian dollars or 400 Canadian dollars in his account is not rich. Is not rich. There is no way you can define this person as a rich person. It could be different from one country to a country. We're talking about Canadian context here or North American context. I mean, there's no way you can describe someone who has 400 Canadian dollars in his account as a person who is rich. Why? Why we're using the term rich here? لأن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام, our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was talking about zakat, he said in صحيح البخاري, هذا الحديث موجود في صحيح البخاري, قال تؤخذ من أغنيائهم وترد على فقرائهم. It is to be collected from their rich and distributed among their poor. So now if we ask people to follow the nisab of silver or adopt or use the nisab of silver, then we will end up asking the poor people to pay zakat, which is not right. Al-Habib alayhi salatu wasalam يقول تؤخذ من أغنيائهم. It is to be taken or collected from their rich. Now, this, by the way, was the fatwa of the Islamic Research Council, which is affiliated with Al-Azhar University. A long time ago, they made a decision that there is a big difference between the price of gold and silver, and people nowadays should follow the nisab of gold. They said it is more stable, it is more suitable to be used as a standard. Now, I would like to deal with some misconceptions. There are some Muslims who believe that they are not obligated to pay zakat on the value of the nisab itself. They think that they are only obligated to pay zakat on what is above the nisab. For instance, Ahmed, was able to collect, an amount of money, savings. He made some savings of $5,000 Canadian dollars 1 year ago. After 1 year had passed, he had in hand around $7,000 Canadian dollars. So Ahmed believes that he owns the nisab and he has to pay zakat. But he doesn't think that he should pay zakat on the 5,000 because this is the value of nisab. He thinks that he should pay only on what is above the nisab, which is 2,000. So he will end up paying $50 as a zakat payment, right? Instead of paying 175, which is wrong. There is a big difference here. No, we cannot. The answer, we cannot deduct the value of the nisab from our wealth. We need to pay zakat. After 1 year had passed, we pay zakat on everything we have in our hands. I'm saying here 1 year had passed because when your savings reach the nisab, you don't have to pay zakat right away. You need to wait for 12 months within the Islamic calendar. We need to follow the Islamic calendar. And at the end of the year, we pay. If we still have the nisab, there's something that we need to pay attention to here. If we still have the nisab, we pay 2.5, or what is an amount that is above the nisab, we pay 2.5%. 2.5% if we follow the Islamic calendar. If for whatever reason we decide to follow the Gregorian calendar, the solar calendar, then we pay 2.577 instead of 2.5. Or if you make it easy, if you want to make it easy for yourself, you make it 2.6. 2.6 if you are following the Gregorian calendar. There are people who like to follow the Gregorian calendar for some reasons, for accounting reasons or some other. You have to have a good reason. Otherwise, we should follow the Islamic calendar and just make it easy on ourselves and pay 2.5% from our wealth. Now, if your savings after 3 months, 4 months, in the middle of the year, go down below the nisab, the value of the nisab, then you are allowed to cancel the first date. You are allowed to cancel the first date and then wait until your savings reach the value of the nisab again. And then you record this date, you write it down, or you memorize it, you keep it in your mind. After 1 year again has passed, you pay 2.5% on everything that you have in your hand, whether it is cash or savings in gold and silver or stocks or merchandise. If you are a businessman, you need to calculate the value of your merchandise, anything for sale, not for personal use, anything for sale, you calculate its value and you pay 2.5. We'll talk about the calculation of zakat very soon, inshallah, and then maybe in the next video. Now, there is another question here, important question. How about if I am saving money for Hajj, I'm saving money for marriage, I'm saving money for the education of my children? You still have to pay zakat on these kind of savings. There is no way you can escape zakat here. These are savings. Even if you are saving for Hajj, you need to pay zakat. It's only 2.5%. It's not a big amount. Remember, ya ikhwan, that you, Sharia, Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing you to keep in your hand for yourself 97.5% from your wealth. It's only 2.5. Nas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yataqabbala min al-jami' walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen wa ila liqa'in akhar. Inshallah, we see you in the next halaqa. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.